Rhodiola rosea. How many of you have ever heard of Rhodiola rosea? So some of you. So rhodiola grows in the Arctic regions of the world. It's been used in Mongolia, Siberia, the Caucasus, and Scandinavia for at least 1,000 years. And much of the research was done on it by the Soviets for their space program, as well as their Olympic athletes and elite military. And that's why you haven't heard of it, because much of it is still classified. And you will go to the gulag if you reveal this stuff. But it's quite easy to bribe people to get the papers. And I've met with the guys who spearheaded the research for the last 40 years. No kidding, what a bottle of vodka will do. Okay. So, adaptogens protect against any stress, everything. And this is true from snails to humans. The Russians studied it in pretty much down the evolutionary scale of snails. It increases attention and endurance. It improves the activity of the HPA axis dramatically, and it has numerous actions. Rhodiola rosea has at least 70 very highly potent antioxidants, and they regulate numerous reactions in the body, including heat shock proteins that modulate stress, and neuropeptide Y, which protects against PTSD, and glucocorticoid receptors. And taking rhodiola releases endorphins like exercise does. So in fact, one of the studies they did in their space program is showing that people who were basically required to be totally sedentary for 6 weeks taking rhodiola, at the end of that 6 weeks, performed as well as a group that was allowed to do intense athletic activity. So for you couch potatoes. This is what it looks like blooming. This is an expedition that I made with a Russian colleague who did research on rhodiola for their space program. This is about 2006 at about 3,000 meters or over 10,000 feet between the Republic of Buryat and Mongolia. It's hard to say where the border is. Only about 2 weeks out of the year is it not covered under at least 3 feet of snow. This is that time. It's quite beautiful. It can be used as an antidepressant. I'd say I usually use it to augment other things. It has been used by the Soviets to augment tricyclics and other antidepressants. It's amazing for fatigue. There are at least 5 published studies, mainly by a Swedish group, at least 4 of the studies by a very good Swedish group in helping fatigue. And it improves age-related decline in cognitive functioning, relieves fatigue, and improves endurance. It also helps abstract thinking and a bunch of other things. So we use it for stress. Anyone here not have stress? Okay. PTSD, and in fact the Russian friend I worked with was a paratrooper in Afghanistan, as well as on the Russian soccer team that won the European Championship 3 times. And he's been on rhodiola for 20 years. It does help ADHD, I believe, no controlled studies. And we've used it for many patients with neurological effects of Lyme disease. And there are a bunch of studies, both Soviet and Russian, using it for high altitude endurance and preventing and treating high altitude sickness. And it's used for sexual enhancement. And there are multiple studies showing it's as good as high dose antibiotics in some life-threatening infections. So it helps your immune system. This is the best recent study for depression. This is similar to what a lot of typical antidepressants will do in terms of dropping Hamilton scores. It increases the production of ATP and creatine in mitochondria in basically all the cells. And this is one of a number of studies. Well, these are actually on this slide are 4 of the studies using it to overcome fatigue as well as improve physical work capacity, and exam marks for foreign students in Russia, basically at university. We run into this misconception a lot. Rhodiola is an MAOI and should not be combined with antidepressants. If you put it in a test tube, a lot of it, like a lot of plant extracts, will act like an MAOI in test tube, but in living things, it does not have any MAO inhibitor activity. And again, we could go into more detail, but in the interest of time, it can be extremely helpful in menopause. However, many women will start having their menses again if they're not too long into menopause and go much longer having their periods. It seems to turn back the aging clock in two different animal species put on rhodiola. They live much longer. And that's why the Russians began to study it, is because people who take it in that part of the former Soviet Union live much longer and healthier, especially compared to the rest of the former Soviet Union. It looks like it is a selective estrogen receptor modulator. It blocks estrogen receptors from mutagenic compounds, and it does not activate those receptors. And like a good adaptogen, if you're high in estrogen, if you're too high, it brings it down. If you're low, it brings it up. Adaptogens have amazing effects. And another thing is, this is another misconception, rhodiola induces P450 enzymes and interfere with prescription drugs. After many years of this being studied, you can show that it may have an in vitro effect, but no in vivo effect on important cytochrome P450 enzymes. And there are multiple studies the Russians did showing it killed off cancer cells and minimized side effects of cancer chemo in all the oncology institutes in Russia for many years. Once you're diagnosed with any cancer, you're put on rhodiola, which is nice, because what's the number one complaint of patients undergoing cancer treatment? Fatigue. Actually, fatigue for months, even after treatment's over, and rhodiola is wonderful for fatigue. And it looks like it also, and this is a slightly related species, but we had one colleague we collaborated with had evidence of this in her studies in rats, that basically rhodiola looks like it kills breast cancer cells. It didn't kill ovarian cancer cells, but improved immune function in women with ovarian cancer. And it kills prostate cancer cells. There are studies on that. It is stimulating. At very high doses, you can see bruisability like you do on SSRIs, very high doses. And of course, it can induce mania in bipolar 1 patients. And occasionally, patients will complain of palpitations with it. And about 20% of patients with severe anxiety disorder will say it makes them more anxious. But in general, it's calming, but enhances brain function, makes your brain work a lot better and more accurately. We're not showing you a series of studies on what it does to help your brain work better. A typical person will need about 50 to 400 milligrams a day for enhanced mental and physical performance. To augment antidepressants, the dose is more like 300 to 900. In patients who are anxious or elderly or physically ill, we start really slow. You can measure effects on the brain within an hour, but not everybody knows their brain is working better. So unless you measure it, they may not realize it. It's best taken on an empty stomach like Sammy. And it's not good to take it late at night because it activates your brain. We do think, like with other natural compounds, that the quality of the rhodiola and how it is made, which is quite complex, that is, even whether you freeze dry or spray dry the leaves makes a difference. Whether you use alcohol or water extract makes a difference. And whether you buy it from China or other places makes a difference. We won't get into more detail. And we have a friend who is a pilot in Russia. In Alaska, close to Russia, who, in fact, has cultivated rhodiola to make it a plant here. And there are many people in the West who do triathloning, lacrosse, who are using rhodiola avidly, thanks to my wife and I. Because we have family who do all those things out there. Okay, so we definitely want more studies. One of the problems is researchers, like one researcher did a study after the Russians showed how good rhodiola was. He bought a preparation of rhodiola from Bali. Why you would buy rhodiola from Bali, I have no idea, and said it didn't improve exercise endurance at all. But this is, we consider ourselves phytopharmaceuticals. These are the herbs versus big pharma. In the U.S., big pharma does not like herbs for psychotropic things. They lose billions of dollars on it. a lot of the best herbs in Europe are made by big West German pharmaceuticals that use really good chemistry to study these things. We have not reached that level of development. Anyway, we feel one of the best chapters on this is in our recent issue of Psychiatric Clinics of North America on complementary treatments in psychiatry. And Panossian has done more research on rhodiola and some other amazing herbs than anyone else.